This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's DJD Health Time. Doug Steffen here. In this hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us from jackstockwell.com, which is the NUCA side of his reality. He's an upper cervical spine board certified chiropractor. How do you like that? I got that all out in one sentence, Jack.
That's pretty
good,
impressive.
Huh?
Pretty impressive.
Yep. Also a certified GAPS practitioner. And a lot of the information that comes from his GAPS experience, you'll find on his other website, which is ForbiddenDoctor.com. He and Mary put together lots of great podcasts. There's lots of fabulous information there. On the homepage, you can see the reference to their symptom survey, which has questions that you can answer so that the folks in Jack's office can figure out what's going on. If you're going to take the symptom survey, the thought is you're probably thinking there's something wrong. So if you want to get to the bottom of what's wrong and you want to do it in a telemedical way, because Jack can talk to you using the new telemedicine, that's a good word, Jack, right? The new...
Our concierge program.
Yes, right. Whatever it is, you can find it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And these podcasts. Now, Jack does a local radio program in Salt Lake City where we are heard on the same, the two of us are on the same station. He has a lot of conversation about things that are of daily interest to the people that are there, which I'm sure mirrors the daily interest of lots of people that listen to this program.
Absolutely.
Including people who I just found out the other day. I was looking at my pen, you know, you and I talk off the air and on the air about why I want to get the vaccine, and it has to do with being able to travel. So I was planning a trip to a couple of different places overseas. And for some reason or other, I thought my passport was good till November of this year.
Uh-oh.
So I got it out, and it's not. It ran out last year. So I'm wondering how the passport system works in terms of getting... I know you were talking in one of your shows about digital passports. Is there a new way of getting a passport?
Digital passport in the past radio show was a COVID digital passport. In other words,
so what is that?
You can still go from several different countries without proof of vaccines or anything else for COVID. In fact, a patient of mine I was just talking to yesterday took a van full of kids down to an orphanage in the Baja, south of Tijuana.
Right.
In Mexico, to go spend several days working in an orphanage. It's part of their, merit badge stuff and a bunch of other things. They left San Diego, went across the border there into Tijuana without masks, without any kind of COVID testing that would say negative. They were in Mexico. There was just one place in Mexico they actually had to wear a mask, and that was some of the sicker area of the orphanage, which they would want to do anyway.
Right.
And then when they came back from Mexico, back into the United States, they weren't asked anything about COVID whatsoever, and they weren't wearing any masks or any of that stuff. So at least in the far southwest part of the country, things are different. Tomorrow, Mary and I are going to Florida for a few days to see my parents, and you know how free Florida is right now. However, when you talk about traveling overseas, to my knowledge, and I was looking into this a little while ago, because we've got a bunch of miles we want to use. We want to go back to Scotland and England and France.
Yeah. Right.
And there no vaccination is required as of yet. So but you've already got yours, so it's irrelevant. But I would hurry up and get that, because they could take several months to process. You may want to hurry up and get that passport applied for it immediately.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because I want to go to Israel this year. Uri Geller's opening up his museum. I want to go to the opening of that, and I'd like to go to England. Things that you can't do, unfortunately, whether you like it. It's the old business of fighting City Hall. I'm willing working, as you know, with the regular radio programs that I do to stand up for what I believe and get into people's faces. But at some point, you know, I guess you realize that I'm not big enough to overcome all of the idiocy that government can throw at me. And it's even worse. The think in Europe is more even astounding than it is here. You look at these, the differences around the world are extraordinary, but still, I guess I'm betting that something bad. Your wife is concerned about me taking this, and I understand that, and I love her for it. And we just, in this circumstance, I completely agree. I would rather not have had the shot. I don't think I need the shot. But I did it because I want to be in compliance so that I can do other things in my life. And I don't think that the fear that comes out of what's going to happen in 3 years or 30 years or whatever to my body, I can't rationalize that to what is necessary or what I need to have in my life today. And for me to try to convince all of the people that are around me, and this is part of the problem with like speak and like think. You know, I'd like to have my daughter is an educator. I'd like to have her think for herself. And I think she does to a point, but there's a lot of pressure around her to do what everybody else is doing. You know, you're teaching a major university. Everybody wants to get a shot because they say the science proves that you've got to have it. Well, okay. So how much time are you willing? And this is where they win. This is where they get you. How much time, how many people are going to be like you and Mary and actually take a stand and argue and fight and say, look at this, look at this, look at this? The average person is not going to do that.
Well, I'm already having that problem with a lot of patients who are asking me, should I get the vaccine or not? And I said, I'm not going to tell you one way or the other. I'm just going to tell you to go study it and don't necessarily believe what the television programs are telling you. Get into the science itself. And this is just, it still isn't approved. It's not approved. It's only there under the emergency use. You are a part of the test yourself. If you want to take it, go ahead. Let me know how it works. As for me and my family, I don't think we're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, see, and there's good reason not to do it.
Yeah.
At any rate, this is the one of the questions you ask in one of your podcasts, I think, is the right question to ask. Who's going to be held accountable for the vaccine injuries or deaths if they come down the pike?
Yeah.
And there's the answer to that is who
not
knows?
Not Big Pharma. Not Big Pharma. They have
not
total
Big government either.
Yeah, they're excused. They're completely excused from liability.
Yeah. And so how do you think that got passed? Because they have so much influence. They have such huge influence on our society, on our system. And at some point, you know, I don't want to give up the ghost because maybe it'll come around and maybe we'll be able to straighten some of this stuff out. But my God, the power of government and big pharma,
money,
and big
money,
media,
money.
The money that's made and all this stuff. Good God. All right. Anyway, give me a headache. I'm going to clear my nasal cavities now, and you can listen if you'd like. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three. There it is. Every time I use the clear, the plastic bottle with a little squirt on the top of it that's filled with the xylitol, the things that are known. You've heard of xylitol, Jack. You probably knew more about it
absolutely.
Than I did from the very
absolutely.
Beginning.
It's a sugar-based alcohol that occurs in a lot of different kinds of foods.
Yeah.
And Mother Nature made it, so that's the first thing I always want to know.
Yeah.
Did it come from Big Pharma or did it come from Mother Nature? Mother Nature made it, and it has a very good, strong antibacterial effect for a very unique reason.
So with Clear, X-L-E-A-R, you can enjoy the small moments, no matter what the season is. Nasal sprays for adults, for children's, natural ingredients. This is right up my alley. These are the kinds of things, the solution-oriented things that I love to talk about and will be happy to endorse on my various programs because they are, they're bringing to you the sort of thing that I believe in. So I can, with truth, and with honesty, tell you that I use this and that it works. And that's all it takes. Okay, so you want to use it? You can buy it online at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. You can buy it on Amazon, on eBay, a drugstore, grocery stores, natural food stores, all over the place. It blocks bacteria, strep, staph, viruses like the flu, moisturizes your nose. I use this 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a day. Just spread it up in my nose. Take a deep breath, and it cleanses everything out. It's a fabulous product. And because the science, we talk about science, shows that these nasal sprays help prevent the flus and other illnesses, doctors and nurses and public health professionals have started a petition to the Center for Disease Control to issue guidance calling on Americans to use these sprays to combat all of these things that we're trying to keep out of our lives. So if you would like to help get CDC approval for this and lend your voice to the effort, help yourself and help lots of other folks get clear. Visit xlear.com, clear.com. Sign the petition. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Clear, xlear.com. Sign the petition. Help yourself and help others to live a good, clear lifestyle.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Get you started!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either, at least not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health. There is a Twitter announcement that I saw. It's going to start labeling tweets that share misleading information about COVID vaccines. I knew this would be right up your alley. The labels include links to relevant information from officials at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So where is it going to have a place for what you think? Where is that going to be?
Oh, well, anything that doesn't go with the status quo is going to be misinformation.
Right. The new labels are similar to Facebook's anti-misinformation banners. So who the hell are they to decide, just because somebody says something at the Center for Disease Control, they have lots of advertising on Twitter and Facebook from the big drug companies?
Yes.
You don't think that influences
Absolutely.
What they label on there? Come on. It's
the control of money to promote vaccines.
Yeah, the harmful label tweets count as one strike against you. If you have three, then you're booted off of Twitter. I mean, like, who gives a you know what about that? I wouldn't live my life being worried about them. But I just find it interesting that there's so much pressure on everybody thinking the same way. Pretty dangerous stuff, actually, when you get right down to it. Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug here on DJV Health.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
With Dr. Jack, board-certified Nuka chiropractor and also GAPS practitioner at a great clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I'm happy to be going back for a visit.
Oh,
Mary can tell me how bad I am because I got the shots. And yeah. We'll go to a movie. We'll have a nice dinner.
Yes. Yes.
Get my neck straightened out so I can
King
be ready
Kong,
for the springtime.
Versus Godzilla should
no,
be out by then.
We're not watching that. I'm not coming if you're going to make me watch that. I'll stay home.
I knew that was a reaction I was going to get, so I said that.
Well, thank you. You know me too well. All right, so here's another one. Like this, let's see what you think of this. The pandemic thrusting anosmia.
Anosmia. Anosmia.
That's how you pronounce it.
Anosmia. Able to smell. Yeah.
Well, I did it because I knew it was smell loss. I did anosmia because it seemed like it ought to pertain to the nose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you don't pronounce it that way. Okay. Anosmia.
Your first cranial nerve number one is the nerve that comes out of the skull, actually, and goes into your nasal passages at the very top, and that's how we smell. So many things that we think we taste, we don't. We only taste salt, sweet, bitter. I forget what the other one is, but I'll remember it in a second. But everything else is smelling.
Right.
So when you eat a strawberry, you're not tasting a strawberry except for its sweetness. You're smelling the strawberry. The same thing with bacon or fish or broccoli or spinach, whatever else. You're smelling it. You're not actually tasting
so
it.
So does that nerve go down into your mouth, though, too? Or is
no,
it
no.
extended down?
No.
No? It doesn't.
No,
mm-hmm.
It's just up in the top part of your nasal passage, which a lot of people complained about because they get that nasal swab for a COVID test.
Right.
And
have you had that test? You've had that test, right? Oh, my
no.
God.
No, no.
They stick that thing up your nose. It's a long Q-tip. And it's I had to have that when I had a last April, I had to have an endoscopy. And before they let me into the room where they did the endoscopy, they tested me to see if I had COVID.
Yep.
And this was when you have the endoscopy, they just put you to sleep so you don't feel anything. But this thing, they stuck this like 5-inch thing up my nose.
Yep.
And I could feel it way up in there in a way that I never felt it before. So, woof, who needs that?
Well, yeah, and it can actually damage the nerve or temporarily give you anosmia.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 3% of those who live in this country or over the age of 40 suffer from this that doesn't have anything to do with COVID. Apparently, this is something that people get and they have it on a long-term basis. And I wonder, some people say that it could be an early sign that you're going to have Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. Because,
yes.
Is that so? How would that work? What's the connection?
No, that's been known for a long time. Well, the olfactory nerve that is the nerve of smelling, it has often been associated. You know, whenever you start looking at progressive degenerative nerve disorders like Parkinson's and like MS and some of the other kinds of things, they've been around for so long now that the case studies try to cover every possible thing they can from birth up into the diagnosis of the disease, looking for trends, looking for patterns. And with Parkinson's, it has been the loss of smell. The ability to smell has, or at least decreased ability to smell things on a progressive stage, has long been associated with the onset of Parkinson's eventually. Now, is it because the ability to smell is somewhat located near the brain where the dysfunction occurs with Parkinson's? It's still very conjectural about the whole thing, but a definite relationship.
So the bottom line here is loss of smell associated with many different health conditions like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, so it's nothing to play with. If you lost your sense of smell, you better get it checked out. That sounds like what Jack is saying. This is
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Justice will not be swift for the Colorado shooting suspect. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Daugherty saying yesterday that the trial of Ahmaud Elisa will likely take at least a year. Daugherty also giving an update on the investigation.
The investigation is progressing rapidly. All the agencies involved and committed to ensuring justice is done have been working incredibly hard day and night, as they will throughout the weekend, to make sure that all the information that can be learned about the shooter, the victims, the witnesses, King Supers, any connection between all of those becomes known.
The 21-year-old Elisa charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder for Monday's shooting at a Boulder grocery store. More charges pending. The U.S. Navy to help remove a container ship stuck in the Suez Canal. The Pentagon says Egypt wants to lead the removal operation, but the Navy stands ready to assist in any way. This is USA Radio News. All students could be back in classrooms by the end of the year. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said this week his goal is for 100% of schools to offer in-person learning as soon as this fall.
You know, the goal really is to provide in-person learning options for as many students as possible, as quickly as possible, and as safely as possible. And we know we can do it. There are examples across the country where it can be done. And that is our goal. Pre-K through 8, definitely, but we're not leaving out our high schoolers who also need to be a part of that school community and engage with their peers and their teachers.
Cardona on ABC's The View yesterday. He also says it will not be mandatory for everyone to be vaccinated before re-entering schools. Three more states, Kansas, Minnesota, and South Carolina, announcing yesterday they'll allow residents 16 and older to get vaccinated next week. Meanwhile, concerns are growing that the U.S. could have a surplus of COVID vaccine doses by the middle of May. The number of doses the White House has asked manufacturers for is about 70 million more than the U.S. population. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back to the Boom in Information DJV Health Show. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell from ForbiddenDoctor.com. All kinds of assets there. We were talking about the symptom survey. There are lots of great testimonials as to how it works. You'll be happy you found it, and it will help you, and so will they, the folks in the office there at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can also, through Forbidden Doctor, buy the Long Life Energy Enzymes. I talk about them all the time, how important they are to your health and longevity, ageless thyroid, a couple of things concocted by Mary and Jack and their scientific research. If you mention Doug when you order them at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you get a 15% bonus off. You get, well, you don't get 15% more. You get to pay 15% less. Or maybe they put 15% more in the bottle. Who knows how that'll shake out. At any rate, Jack is here. We're perusing some of the things that are important. The latest, we're talking about brains and stuff. I saw something about a personal brain computer that is, the reason I was interested in this is because I saw it in connection with what we were just saying about the brain waves or the things that come from stuff like our nose and our mouth. It just underscores for me, Jack, the amazing reality of our bodies and how they work. And if I always say this, I'm not a religious person, but I do believe in God. And when you look around and you just got me thinking about it again, the nerve that has either developed or been placed there as the body was designed. Think about having one nerve goes into your nostrils that is responsible for your smelling and your tasting.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that get developed? Did the grand scheme of things, and I don't want to get too philosophical here, but think about it. The grand scheme of things was to put together a being that had all of these things which enabled this being to be able to live and think and do. I don't think that stuff happens by accident. I don't understand, but you talk about brain waves, how the brain works. You know, I just had my brain scanned by my friends at Seroscan out in Denver, and they, it showed no real trend to anything that was negative. And as a matter of fact, the last time I had it done 10 years ago, they said, well, you might be a candidate for early onset dementia. And now that's not the case. They just said my brain is looking like it's getting he was tactful. When he looked at this, he said, I should send you a copy of the report.
Sure.
Then my brain was maturing, which means
about
I'm getting
it's
old.
About time. It's
yeah,
about
thank
time.
You very much. Now, the things that are going on in my brain are somewhat normal. It sounds to me like, and I don't mean to make this too indelicate, but we're all, as we get older, we listen to the doctors tell us some of these things. Like the primary care person that I have on the East Coast says, you are a very healthy man for your age. Your prostate is normal for a man your age. Well, what are you telling me, Doc?
Yeah.
What do you, you know, what is, what, go
the
ahead.
The real test is how many times you have to get up during the night to go pee after
yep.
you've gone to sleep. That's the prostate test.
Yeah,
now,
once,
the digital yeah. exam is also looking for characteristic changes on the surface, the outer
right.
surface of the prostate, because they want to make, there's two hemispheres, and they're just kind of making sure everything is balanced and smooth and this kind of thing. But, you know, the major prostate problems that most people have are men, of course. Only half of our population,
right.
is as it swells, as we get older, it swells and gets very fibrous and very tough. And your ureter runs right through the middle of that thing, the urethra, I mean, right through the middle of that. And as it gets tighter and tighter, because it's in a capsule, it can only swell inwardly, like your brain,
mm-hmm.
it'll cut off the urine. So that's the prostate question when people ask me as a patient, you know, when they come in, you know, do I have, what can you tell me about my prostate? How many times do you get up in the middle of the night to go pee? Once or twice? Eh, you're probably fine for a man of your age. But
right,
if you're getting up every hour, you're getting up every hour and a half, and you're only, you know, excreting 3 or 4 tablespoons, then there's a problem that we got to deal with. And, of course, we do it nutritionally.
Yeah. And so then let's go one step further. Doing it nutritionally, how do you deal? There are a lot of men who are that age probably listening to this program right now, and
yeah.
they don't, okay, you teased it. You said, okay, we can take care of it nutritionally. All right, Jack, let's have some proof of performance.
Three very important products, and I use these so that I can sleep through the night.
Number
one
is
prostate PMG. It's
yep.
the protomorphogen for the prostate. It stops any kind of autoantibody attack against the prostate that would cause swelling. And then also something called Cataplex F. It's a source mm-hmm. of very powerful fatty acids that the body really, the prostate desperately needs as food source for the prostate. That is missing in a lot of our diets that helps it from swelling up. A lot of times organs will swell, especially like the thyroid. If it's missing important ingredients, it'll swell itself up to get more blood supply looking for the thing it's not getting. And then the third thing is something called Prostico. It's a collection of herbs that are known to shrink the prostate gland.
Yep.
So,
all right.
We'll talk prostate PMG. Cataplex F and Prostico, all available at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
From Standard Process,
yes.
the other ones that put it together. All right, so let's take this one step further. Let's go back and let's go forward. We're talking a little bit about the brain, Alzheimer's, what we can smell, all of those things that don't fit together, but yet they do. There are new drugs that are on the scene that supposedly slow cognitive decline. What things do you offer from your toolbox at Standard Process that perhaps can slow cognitive decline? We have, as a matter of fact, one sponsor of this program is Prevagen, which is a product that improves memory. It has a lot of vitamin D in it. It's an all-natural approach.
Yeah.
So for those who need to be thinking about your brain, no, and I just said this with regard to my tested Seroscan, the brain cells are aging. You, in fact, lose 85,000 brain cells a day. That's 1 per second, 31 million brain cells every year. Are they replaced? Yeah, but not as rapidly as they are going out of your brain at this age, at my age, for example, at Jack's age. So if you want healthy brain function and a sharper mind and clearer thinking, why not help yourself with the all-natural Prevagen, first-of-its-kind brain health supplement, the only product to contain the main ingredient that you can't pronounce, and I'm not going to try to. It's jellyfish. It's the stuff in jellyfish. So that and vitamin D, apparently, is the way to supplement so that you can improve your memory and improve your life. Healthier brain, better life with Prevagen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. DJV Health on the air. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Don't forget our weekly podcast. We are always talking about the podcasts here. Forbidden Doctor, Jack and Mary, and Jack's radio programs. You hear all of those at the podcast site they have at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And then there is, you go to DJVHealthShow.com, you'll find the podcast that I have with Jack every week. They're there. It's a summation of the information we try to glean every week, the different things that you won't hear talked about on any other health program, because Jack's not like everybody else, and why should he be? What good are these programs if they don't give you cause to think about what's going on and help you to make your own decisions? That's the deal. DJVHealthShow.com, where the podcasts are. Aspirin may protect against COVID. There's some new research. Israel is probably the country that has the most compliance in the world. 86% of the people who live in Israel have had shots. And they have lots of really good medical care in Israel. A lot of first thinkers come out of Israel. So I wonder about this research, Jack, about aspirin, which is, people say it's a drug. I don't know that I think it is. I mean, it comes from the bark of trees. And I think to myself, who's the first person that ate the bark of a tree that got the benefit of what aspirin provides? How do you, again, back to the thinking about the, the way the body works. How do you figure these things? Who do you suppose?
Well, this is where most of our drugs come from. Is the hill people and the healer in the community and the one who understood herbs. And so we discovered the white willow bark extract. From the American Indian once the European invasion of America started to take place. We didn't have that in Europe. It showed up over here. Mm-hmm. And the salicylic acid that is in white willow bark has been known as they make a tea out of it, and it's always been a good anti-inflammatory, an analgesic to stop pain. But what big business does, especially Bayer, they're the first ones really to promote it 100 years ago, when they found a way to synthesize it in the laboratory. It was no longer coming from the tree. It was coming from a chemical combination. Acetyl salicylic acid is what it is now, which is simply aspirin, which a lot of research has shown had an awful lot to do with the death rate of the Spanish flu 100 years ago. People who took large amounts, because that was the drug, that was the cure-all. 100 years ago, the cure-all, once they found it, was aspirin.
Yeah.
Because it helped a lot with anti-inflammatory actions and pain. So people who had the Spanish flu were given copious amounts of this, and today, as they look at it, that, you know, looking retro, they think that may have had an awful lot to do, because a lot of the Spanish flu deaths were the because of hemorrhaging. And, of course, that's why they suggest you get a baby aspirin every day as a blood thinner.
Yeah.
So it's still a drug, yeah, because it has nothing to do with the white pill of
Bactri. Okay, so let's compare, though, the aspirin that we're talking about. No, I've been through this whole business with what was going on in my brain, and did I need a brain, a blood thinner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I have been told taking a baby aspirin is as good as anything else to keep the blood thin. One wonders if there are, we have Eliquis, which is a very expensive drug, and you've got Plavix, and you've got a bunch of other things that supposedly thin the blood. What is there around naturally that thins the blood? I know, because you and I worked on a concoction of five different things to do the same thing that the blood thinner was doing, but I don't know that we ever talked about it on the air. I don't think we did we?
I'm not sure, but, you know,
cinnamon, ginger, vitamin E, turmeric,
different things like that. The thing that anytime somebody comes and complains to us through the symptom survey or in the office about they've been told their blood is too thick and that might be one of the reasons why they have elevated blood pressure, we always start moving for things like phosphate liquid, that stuff you don't like.
I'm taking it, though. Water it down.
All you have to do is water it down, and that is known to have a great effect on thinning the blood. Then there's also something called protofood, because we know one of the thickening agents in blood is not getting enough of essential amino acids. Anytime you eat a protein, your stomach and digestive processes are going to break down that protein into various amino acids. Most of the amino acids required for life, your body makes. They're non-essential amino acids. But the essential ones have to come in through the diet. And a lot of the non-essentials need, you know, I think of it as a coach. You have the infield of a baseball team, and you first and second and short and third. And the thing that brings them as a cohesive unit together is probably the action of the game. Otherwise, they just stand out there doing nothing. A lot of non-essentials are like that. When you get the essential amino acids in the system, it brings all those non-essentials together and thins the blood. Protofood. That's what protofood and phosphoric or phosphate is the key.
So I'm taking all that stuff. That's good. Very well. Wow. You need to check it out and do the symptom survey. And Jack will help you out a lot. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack on DJB Health.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror.
Yeah.
Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Oh, my cats!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get 150% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Stay off the bandwagon. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The bandwagon effect occurs when the probability of one person adopting a belief increases based on the number of people who hold that belief. In other words, if a bunch of people believe something, a bunch more are likely to as well. And that means you, too. So be careful, because a whole lot of people have believed some awfully inaccurate and at times very dangerous ideas in the past. And why? Well, because a great deal many others believe those ideas. Of course, as soon as you heard me describe the idea of bandwagon effect, your first thought was likely about others whom you perceive to be victims of it, and not your own use of the bandwagon effect. And that's because of your blind spot bias. But that sounds like a whole other future Emotional Management Minute. For more awareness, download Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour here on the DJV Health Experience. I want you to get healthy the right way. My advice to get rid of that belly fat. If you can squeeze your belly and you come up with 3 inches, you got a problem, pal. And I'm going to offer you a way to shed more weight. Oftentimes, you know, one of the things that's good about diets is that people do them together. I've noticed that a lot of people are involved in Calitrin working together to lose that weight, get rid of the belly fat, because belly fat adapts to weight loss programs. I don't know if you knew that or not. That's one of the great things about having Calitrin, because it does work well when, you know, everything else fails. And that's why, because it is all natural and because it does work so well, it's been around for so long, it's recommended by doctors who are associated with this program. Dr. Doug, for example. Here I am practicing without a license. Jack and Ken always get a kick out of that. But seriously, I've had the experience. I've used this product for 4 years, 5 years, and I find it adds so much to my life. It's not just about keeping the weight off. It's about adding these ingredients, collagen protein, which is so necessary for the normal aging process, and these digestive enzymes. It's kind of like a combo. You hear us talk about the Lee enzymes with Jack. Enzymes are so important. Digestive enzymes, so important. So here's that combination. And I'll bet that if you take the Lee enzymes with the Calitrin, you'll even get better results. So let's put them together and have success. Don't you want success? You want to feel healthy. You want to be healthy. You want success in losing these extra pounds you have. So go to toploss.com, please. Toploss.com. Use the DJV code when you're checking out so you can get the one-for-one deal. BOGOs, get one, get 10, get 100, and get an equal number without having to pay for them. That's their really incentive to get you onto the program and to see how wonderfully well it works and to stay with it. Okay, do that for yourself, do it for your family, do it for everybody you know. Calitrin, the exciting weight loss formula that's all natural. Find it at toploss.com. Lose the weight, feel good about yourself, and just, you know, feeling good is important all the way around. As Jack will tell you, right, Jack? It's important
to feel
good all the way around. All right. So you're being your usual, my mother used to call it being a Nick's Nix. And the reason I say that is because here you are again talking about mask wearing and it providing no real protection. That seems to contradict what you said earlier on when we were talking about the nematodes or whatever the size. What do they call the little nodules that we want to have one instead of three that get into the mask? What are those? It begins with an N, and I can't remember what you
call it. Nanoparticle.
Yeah, nanoparticles. Okay.
There
so
we go.
I remember you said early on, if you're going to wear a mask, wear one that doesn't, you know, that's down to one nano.
Well, right. If you're going to wear one, you want to wear the N95.
But that's this,
and it's not me talking, criticizing the mask. It's the CDC.
Right.
In a report,
this is what's
that came
so
out
crazy.
March 5th.
They tell
published
you on one hand
report.
One thing, and another hand another thing. So who knows what the right thing to do? This is why so many people are confused. Anyway, give us the results of the report.
Well, it's just it came out March 5th, and it published a report admitting the masks do not provide a whole lot of protection and may potentially worsen. Because if you look at the CDC stats for this last year for influenza, it's down 56 million.
Zero. I don't know anybody who's had the flu this year. Do you?
No. Do you suppose? No. Is it even remotely possible some of those flu cases could have been misdiagnosed as COVID? Well, obviously. And so what the federal government agency, the CDC, said in this report, and it's just what's today? 16. It's 11 days ago. Mm-hmm. And they said the only difference they've been able to find county to county in this country is about a 1.32% difference between what wearing the mask will do for you and what not wearing the mask will do for you. And then besides all the bacterial pneumonia and all of the social distancing and all of the psychological problems and all the school kid problems and everything else, by not being able to recognize another human being psychologically, as we have been conditioned in our minds to do with facial expressions, is it worth 1.32%? So, I just think this stuff continues to expose itself all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other side of it is it doesn't hurt. But maybe there are some people who are saying, well, it may because you breathe back some of that stuff if you don't have a clean one. How often... Is there some recommendation somewhere that says how often you should change your mask if you're going to wear one?
I think some of them you shouldn't wear. Those blue diapers have Teflon fibers in them.
Blue diapers. There you go. Stay away from those blue diapers, boys and girls. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DJV Health Program.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.